Well, it's summertime and the season's fine to pick up a book and to take some time. Meet some local authors here on WNIJ.
This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad, opening the book bag once again to see who's writing the best literature in Northern Illinois and Southern Wisconsin. For part one of our summer book series, we invited Gary Lawrence to discuss his short story collection called Baffled. Gary is a Rockford native who now lives in Arizona. Many of his stories are set in Rockford or Winnebago County. Gary Lawrence, welcome to Morning Edition.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. Glad to be here.
One of your stories, called Wrestleback, is about a wrestling match at a Rockford high school in the 1970s. The match is between a white student named Miller and a black student named Malcolm during a time when racial tensions are high. Miller is the protagonist. I'd like you to begin by reading the passage that begins West High School.
Alrighty. West High School in the early 1970s was a lit stick of black and white dynamite, ready to explode. West had the highest minority population of any Rockford school, about 50%. So what did Coach Germano do for the assembly? Why, he matched me up with Malcolm Tanner Murphy. Miller, Malcolm, you're it. Except I'm white, and Malcolm's black. We thought at first that Coach was just screwing with us again, but not so. The day of the assembly, we got out of third hour class so we could get ready. Coach said I could have someone out there with me. It wouldn't be right for him to show favorites. So I picked Fish Kelly, my best friend. I was wearing home tights for the assembly, the black ones with the warrior's face on the hip. Malcolm had lost the coin toss and was wearing visitor tights, plain red. My home tights and muscle man t-shirt had a wide, diagonal black stripe from one shoulder to the opposite leg. You remember what Coach said, right? Kelly asked while I was getting dressed. Which part? I said. Coach talks a lot. I'm telling him you said that. Kelly smiled, playing with a jar of strawberry balm, smearing it on locker handles. You know, the part about half-speed drill, like practice, so we can show everyone in the crowd all the moves. Oh yeah, that part, I said, smiling as I laced up my wrestling shoes. Wrestling shoes look pretty weird. They're like plain old Converse tennis shoes, high tops, but the bottoms are flat with no treads. To grip the mat better, I guess. Shouldn't be a problem. Malcolm and I are workout partners, so we're used to half speed, you know? That's when Malcolm came into the wrestling locker room with his coach for the day, Danny Brown. Danny was star point guard for Coach Dimitri's champion basketball team. I'd apparently not gotten the memo, because Malcolm and Danny were dressed to the hilt. Malcolm had on a suit and tie, and Danny? Not only was he wearing a three-piece suit, he had also had on a crisp-edged top hat and carried a chrome-topped walking stick, like a New York pimp. Jeez, I don't even own a regular suit, Kelly whispered. Hey, Malcolm. Hey, Danny, I called out. You would have thought someone farted in their faces the way they curled their lips and flared their wide brown noses. Humph was the best I got from either of them. Malcolm started undoing his tie to get undressed. He wouldn't look up at us. Danny stood with his back to me, tapping his cane on the wooden bench in front of the lockers. We'll see you out there in a few, then, I said.
I don't want to give away how the match ends, but it's a reminder that during times of big social change, such as school integration, progress often depends on how individuals behave toward each other. But right. there's another factor, and that's the rules that govern society. Here, symbolized by a rule in high school wrestling called Wrestleback, which is the title of the story. I wonder if you could define this rule and its significance for the story.
Wrestleback is a tournament format. It goes beyond a single elimination format where if you lose once, you're either out of the tournament or you form a whole bracket with those people that all lost once, and that's your own bracket. There's a double elimination bracket where you have to lose two times, and that's most often shown in basketball tournaments or softball tournaments. And the wrestle back has a special provision where if the person that you lost to loses, you get to wrestle the person that beat him.
And its significance for the story?
I think that, to me, that element of fairness and a level playing field where maybe there wasn't one before.
Now, at the end of the book, you include some extras in which you describe what inspired some of these stories. You also include an essay defending the short story.
Yeah.
And you write this at a time when the publishing industry is more and more reluctant to publish short fiction. I should note that your book is self-published. If you could have a few minutes with a CEO of a major publishing firm, what would you say to him or her about short stories?
First of all, I think people misunderstand the short story, people in general, and then also publishers. The misunderstanding comes in the form of, gee, this story is short, it's not as long as a novel. So whoever wrote it must not have had enough ideas to make it as long as a novel. So to the CEO, I would say, you know, the American lifestyle is short, condensed, intense, and a short story is that, more so than a novel.
Gary Lawrence is the author of Baffled and Other Stories. At WNIJ.org, you can hear and read the title story, which takes place at Summerfest in Milwaukee. Gary Lawrence, thanks very much.
Thank you, Dan. Glad to be here.
Next Friday, Joe Gastiger talks about his poetry collection called Loose Talk. I'm Dan Klefstad.